Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales.
When's that sweater gonna be finished?
Whatever do you mean? It is finished.
Whoever knit it forgot to add arms.
Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
On TV. That's right, Larry. We're waiting for the mail to come so we can start the show. There it is now.
Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
You should hear the song our plumber sings.
Can we have the letter?
Yeah. It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
Just hand it to me over the door.
No, I can get this. Until next time, enjoy your mail.
What's it say, Bob?
It says, Dear Bob and Larry, sometimes on the playground I get pushed around by this one group of kids who don't like me because I follow the rules. I don't know how to stand up against them and do what's right. If I do, I might get beat up. What should I do? Signed, Elise from Cleveland. I came as soon as I heard. Do you think you can help Elise? Can I help? Watch this! Here I am in Mexico. That was the best meal of my life. Took a lot of courage for me to eat those spicy hot jalapeno peppers, I can tell ya. And here I am in Paris. You wanna talk about courage? I ate a crepe at the top of the Eiffel Tower, and I'm afraid of heights! And here I am in Japan, where they eat raw fish called sushi.
Why are all your vacation slides of food?
Because the pyramids have been around for centuries, but that food was gone in 15 minutes. It was all delicious. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Elise, if you want to learn how to dig down deep inside and find the courage to stand up for what's right, why don't you watch this instead of Pa Grape's vacation slides?
This is the story of a great person. It's hard to say whether our hero was born that way or was just placed in the right place at the right time and decided to do the right thing. And one more thing, our hero isn't a king, just an ordinary girl.
It's Haven! That guy hates me! I gotta get scared!
The king's right-hand man!
Hello, people of Persia! His Royal Highness, King Xerxes, finds himself, for reasons that do not concern you, in need of a new queen! So, I would like to ask all eligible young ladies to please come with me! Young lady, that means you!
If it's all the same to the king, I think I'd rather stay right here.
I did not ask you if you were interested. The king needs a queen. Get in the wagon.
Essie, for your own good, you should probably go.
What? But I... Sir, I need to stay here so I can take care of my...
Shh! Did you shush me?
What? No, I was shushing...
Hey, I know you. You're Mordecai.
Hello, Haman.
You can call me Sir. You know, we both work for the king, but compared to me, you are a gnat.
It's a G. Silent. It's gnat.
Are you calling me a gnat?
No,
Just correcting your pronunciation.
Are you calling me stupid?
No.
You, get in the wagon. You, bow to me.
No.
Bow.
No.
Bow.
I bow to no one except my God and my King.
Get in the wagon.
But I want to stay with my...
Did you shush me again?
No. Ori, Essie, go. I'll explain later.
Essie, are you there?
Cousin Mordecai?
Esther, you mustn't let anyone here know that you're part of our family.
But I don't even want to be here. Why do I have to be here?
Oh, Essie, I don't know the future, but God does. Maybe there's a reason. I'll come visit you again.
Now, all the way from Babylon, home of the Hanging Gardens, Miss Babylon!
The battle is not ours. We look to God above, for He will guide us safely through and guide
I just heard the news. You're the queen of all Persia.
Yep.
Well, you gotta be at least a little excited.
Nobody even asked me if I wanted to be queen.
Oh, Essie, you always did have a mind of your own. I always like that about you. Oh, don't worry. There must be a reason. But hey, tomorrow you'll be introduced to the court. Oi, that'll be fun. So, get some rest, Queen Essie. My cousin, Queen of Persia. Who knew?
Mordecai, the king, what's he like?
Oh, he's sharp, real sharp. I think you're really gonna like him.
Hello, king.
Who are you?
I am Big Fan, your royal chef.
Well, what are you doing here? I don't remember inviting...
Every newlywed needs a cake, no?
Oh, my. Well, that's lovely. You made that for me?
Oui.
Oh, you shouldn't have. It looks delicious. Why don't you bring me over a piece?
Well, you know, I was thinking you could come over here to eat it.
Well, I always eat right here on my throne. Why would I need to come over?
Oh, King, it's the light. The light in this particular spot is just right. You can only appreciate the full beauty of this confectionery masterpiece in the proper light.
Ooh, light, huh? Well, that makes sense, I guess. I suppose I could come over there.
Hey, who's this guy?
I am the royal chef.
I've never seen you.
I'm new.
He made me a cake.
Psst.
Isn't that nice?
Did you invite him?
No.
Did you tell him what can happen to someone who appears before you uninvited?
Well, no. I was too busy thinking about that cake. Doesn't it look yummy?
Stop! It's a trap!
Why is there a piano on my cake?
Seize them! Hey, aren't you the Peony brothers? The most wanted peas in Persia?
That's right, we are!
And we could have taken over the kingdom if it wasn't for that meddling queen!
Save my life!
Well, actually, Your Highness, it was the good guard Mordecai. He alerted me. It was Mordecai who saved your life.
Oh, well, Mordecai,
King! What should the punishment be for these two dangerous criminals? The most wanted bees in Persia, who appeared before you uninvited and tried to drop a piano on your head.
Well, let's see. It should probably be pretty stiff, huh? What do you think?
I say the punishment should be banishment to the island of perpetual tickling. You don't mean
the island where you are tickled day and night?
Night and day?
Without stop?
Not even if you say fruity, please?
Now, it might seem that things are going pretty well for Esther and Mordecai. After all, they saved the king's life. But Haman had something else up his sleeve. Or wherever. You see, nothing could be worse for Haman than for his enemy Mordecai to be on a king's good side. If the king liked Mordecai more than him, it might jeopardize his position as the second in command.
It's my duty to inform you, and if I'm correct, to ignore this great emergency would be neglect. It's the motto of my office, serve and protect. There are those who walk among us who show no respect.
Really?
The law must be adjusted. There are those who can't be trusted.
Go on.
After careful calculation, I've got just a thing. We'll send them to the dreaded Isle of Tickling. But before I can take action, we have to close the deal. And it needs a kingly imprint of your royal seal.
I agree! The law is now adjusted for those who can't be trusted.
What's this? Oi! Etsy! You must go to him! You must go to the king!
What? Don't you know what happens to people who appear before the king uninvited?
Esther!
Remember the Peony brothers?
Esther! There is no other way! You are the only one who can stop this!
No! No, I'm not gonna! I didn't even want to be the queen! No! You're smart, Mordecai. Think of another way.
Esther, there is no other way. Esther, you never have to be afraid to do what's right.
Well, hello there. I guess there's not much to say, eh, Mordecai? You know, I just came from dinner with the king and queen, and they invited me over again tomorrow night. I guess they must like me. Why don't you like me, Mordecai? You know, it wouldn't be too hard to show me that you like me. Just a little bow, that's all. Is that so hard? Who knows? I'm a very influential guy. I might be able to work something out for you and your family.
Arrogance is not fitting for a fool, Heyman. Much less is lying fitting for a right-hand man. I'll never bow to you.
Thanks for doing this. You know, it really does help me sleep.
140. King is joined by Heyman in the throne room.
I really like it when you read me these records. I guess you could say it's the story of me.
145. Heyman leaves to get queen. 147. Chef arrives with wedding cake. 150. King stands up to eat cake.
Ooh, this is a good one. Excitement. Drama.
151. The king's life is saved by the guard Mordecai. 152.
Wait. Did you say Mordecai saved my life? He's that little grape with the mustache, right?
Yep.
Mordecai, huh? Did we ever do anything to thank him for that?
Nope.
That's a shame. Maybe I ought to give him a card or something. You know, to show my appreciation. I wish I were more creative with things like that. Come in!
King, I have a most urgent request. I'm wondering if you
Wait a minute there, Heyman. Let me ask you something. I need a little creative advice.
Okay. What is it?
Okay, there's this really great guy that I really want to thank. You know, show him my appreciation for something he did. You got any ideas?
Oh, well, King, I'm flattered. I
was thinking of a card or something.
Oh, no. Cards are nice, but this sounds like a very special guy.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like the kind of guy who deserves a parade.
A parade?
Yeah, I think this guy should be dressed in royal robes and be marched through the whole city on your horse. And maybe you should even let him wear one of your crowns.
I guess he is pretty special.
And one of your most noble princes should lead this man through the streets, proclaiming, "This is a really neat guy. The king really likes him. He's brave and has rugged good looks."
You see, Heyman, you're the creative one around here. What would I do without you?
Oh, well, you know, thank you, Your Highness.
All those things you mentioned, every last one, do that for the good God Mordecai, the man who saved my life. And you be the one to go with him on that parade, okay? I knew I could count on you. Lucky thing you dropped by. Now, what was it you wanted? You know, maybe you should just ask me tomorrow. I'm getting kind of sleepy. Good night!
They say that pride comes before a fall. It looks like nobody told that to Haman. But if Mordecai, Esther, and their whole family are going to be saved, Esther's got to come through. And she's only got one more chance.
I wonder where Heyman could be.
See ya, Heyman. Thanks for the parade.
Laugh all you want. You won't be laughing tomorrow. And no, wait. You will. Oh, never mind. Hi. Sorry I'm late.
The real reason I called both of you here again tonight is to...
Remember, Esther. You never need to be afraid to do what's right.
Your Highness, someone is plotting against my family. Tomorrow, my people and I will be banished to the island of perpetual tickling.
What? Banish my queen? Well, who would dare?
It's Haman.
Is this true?
I don't know what she's talking about. She's crazy.
It is true.
Can you prove this charge?
I'm telling you, she's making it up.
Wait a minute. Well, that's Mordecai. I just gave him a parade.
Mordecai is my cousin. His family is my family.
You had me banish the man who saved my life and my own queen? For your punishment, Haman, you ought to be sent to the island of perpetual tickling along with anyone else who dares scheme against my queen and her family.
So Haman got what was coming to him, and then some. And Mordecai, this is my favorite part, he got Haman's old job, the number two guy in the whole kingdom. Not bad. And Esther, what a gal. She showed more courage than 10 kings and saved her people. Now, she wasn't born for greatness. She didn't go to school for it. She just learned that sometimes God has plans so big only he can see them. All she had to do was believe. Yup, she was just a regular kid. Just like you.
So, Elise, I hope you can see that sometimes it takes a lot of courage to do what's right.
And stand up against someone who's bigger and more powerful than you are.
But if you look deep inside yourself, you may find you do have the courage to stand up against people who do the wrong things. Just like Esther.
That Esther sure was brave to stand up against the king. And speaking of kings, here's a slide of a king-sized popcorn bowl I ate last Christmas in Des Moines.